Even if you're not Catholic, odds are you've heard a thing or two about Pope Francis. He makes news talking about climate change, homosexuality, and abortion. For some parishioners in the Delaware Valley, his progressive voice is a breath of fresh air. For others, not so much, as WHYY's Aaron Mozell reports.
It's not hard to find fans of Pope Francis. A poll put out by Quinnipiac University this summer shows that nearly 70% of Americans have a favorable or very favorable view of the Holy Father. It's nearly 90% among Catholics. On a boiling Sunday morning, parishioners trickle down the white stone steps of St. Vincent de Paul Church in the Germantown section of Philadelphia. Longtime resident Terry Higgins is one of the first to emerge after Mass. He says the Catholic Church has needed a leader like Pope Francis for some time, someone who is more plugged into the modern world.
I mean, it's 2015, it's new ways, new ideas, and he seems to have them. You can't turn your head to it no more, so you just got to look it straight in the eye and face it.
Fellow parishioner Jane Abodo says the church needs to be less rigid and more welcoming, and says Pope Francis seems to feel the same way.
No matter your sex, no matter what you are or where you are, God still loves you. So Catholics should be open to that, not just being a, we can do this, we can do that. We should, you know, in that way we can have a lot of people in the church.
Pope Francis has said, among other things, that it's not his place to judge gay priests and that the church should offer compassion to divorced or remarried parishioners, sacrilegious notions in some circles. Not everyone is thrilled with Pope Francis. Cleo Libinati is standing outside Holy Savior Parish in Plymouth Meeting, Montgomery County, about a 20-minute drive from the Philadelphia border. She comes here every Sunday to attend Latin Mass, a throwback to before the reforms ushered in by the Second Vatican Council in the 1960s. She says Pope Francis should not change the church to, quote, satisfy the masses.
We're not commies here. I'm not calling them communists, but I'm saying that's the wrong philosophy. It never brings peace. It can't, because it's not the way we're told to go.
It's an approach she thinks blurs the lines of what the faith deems right and wrong.
All that gray is a swamp that will pull you under and you will lose your life. And that's what's wrong today. You keep giving a little more, a little bit more, a little bit more. People don't know what is the truth anymore.
For Claire Cavoto, it's Francis's style of leadership that's troubling. She says it's too unpredictable, too off the cuff. Cavoto, for example, is all for Francis's call to help the poor, but praying next to an imam at a mosque in Istanbul?
That was kind of pushing the ticket a little. Like he's trying to make an impression, like I'm such a nice guy. And yeah, I don't think he has to be a nice guy. He has to be a leader. And he has to uphold the law.
Maureen O'Connell chairs the religion department at LaSalle, a Catholic university. She says the popes right before Francis, Benedict XVI and John Paul II, drew clear boundaries while running the church. O'Connell says Francis is a more ambiguous figurehead.
That can be understandably troubling because boundaries provide a kind of security, a clear sense of who the church is, who the people of God are. And so I think in some ways, Francis is inviting people to step out beyond those familiar boundaries, recognizing that they actually may, in instances, have been stifling the global church and the world church. And some people find that exciting and that invitation exciting, and some people find that understandably threatening.
O'Connell says despite being pegged a progressive, Pope Francis has not changed any of the church's central teachings or doctrines, including those around marriage, women's role in the church, or homosexuality. What's more, Francis's papacy is only 2 years old, so it's unclear how much change is in the works. In the meantime, though, he's definitely making people think. I'm Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.